Hi.
Welcome back to
I'm the Devil.
I'm the Devil Pod.
We shortened the name a little.
We did.
It sounds better.
It does sound better. I'm the Devil Pod.
I'm the Devil Pod.
We're the Devil Pod. I'm Sophia Wilson Felton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Should we ask our question?
Yes. Let me ask you first.
Okay.
Okay, Sophia. What sexy unique thing happened to you this week or sexy unique thing that you did this week?
Okay. The two sexiest and unique things that happened to me this week, I have two. I went to the dentist.
Huge congratulations on that.
Thank you. I hate the dentist.
Me too.
There was a period of time where I was getting a lot of dental work done. I literally don't want to go into it, but I was actually paying extra so that they would give me laughing gas because of how nervous it made me to be there.
I love laughing gas.
It's for babies and I love it.
Yeah, it's really fun. They do it in Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
No, they do it in Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
Fuck. I was doing that for a while. I've graduated. I don't need it anymore. I do take a huge Klonopin every time I go, of course.
Whatever. You have to.
You have to. I was convinced I had a cavity. I honestly was convinced, I'll say it, that I had three cavities.
Did your teeth hurt?
A little bit. I was like, there's three teeth that are feeling weird. They're feeling really sensitive to the cold. I have a cavity. I haven't been to the dentist in like 6 months. And I have really sensitive teeth. I go, the girl's like, you don't have a cavity. Period. That literally, I do not know the last time that happened to me when I went and I didn't have a cavity.
You must have like baby soft teeth.
I do. It's genetic, I think.
Velvet teeth.
My teeth are as soft as butter. I mean, I really am like, one day I'm going to have titanium dentures.
Well, here's the amazing thing about that.
Yeah.
You could get veneers.
I would get veneers.
When all of your teeth rot out of your head, you can just get veneers. And I've seen that dentist on TikTok who like reviews some
veneers,
and some of them aren't bad.
Some of them aren't bad, but
none are amazing.
None are amazing. You can always tell you're running a huge risk with veneers. When it comes to a place of veneers, you're running a huge risk.
End up with a horse mouth.
I know. I come back, I'm like, guys, my teeth are huge. They're like so white. It's so scary.
Because I think a lot of people are like, more, and are forgetting that less is more a lot of times.
Less,
especially in
more.
Terms of teeth size.
I'm having them put extra teeth in. Literally a shark's mouth where they have it on the inside too. So that was amazing. And then my other thing, which is kind of a continuation of last week, is that I set up my bed frame.
Yay!
I feel like a king in my room.
Yes.
Legit.
Oh, that's so exciting. I really want to see it.
It looks really good.
Well, I saw the picture and it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
You have a headboard, which is very grand.
I have a headboard. I did make one truly integral mistake in the process of it. That was, I made the mistake at the very beginning. It took me 4 hours to assemble my bed frame, so I cannot undo what I did.
Well, what'd you do?
It's so hard to explain.
You forgot a screw or something?
No, I put two pieces in the wrong place.
Okay.
Which then affected my ability to like fully secure the headboard. So the headboard is kind of partially secure.
Yeah,
but
it compromises structural integrity.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's not like you're
jumping
on the bed.
No. And also like the frame, like the foundation is like completely fine.
Okay. Whatever.
It's the bells and whistles. 4 hours. It's the bells and whistles, literally. Those are my things.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Those are two huge wins. I went to the dentist for the first time in 5 years. Last year. And they, I was
5 years.
I had no
judgment. I've been there, but it is like 5 years is so long.
Well, last time I tried to go to the dentist, I showed up at the office. He had retired. Why'd you let me make an appointment?
I was gonna say, did you just not make an appointment?
No, I did.
You're like, I'm doing this walk-in style.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, I know. And then I was like, well, God doesn't want me there.
Well, I'll see you guys in another 3 years.
Yeah. Five even. And then I went and I was convinced that I had like really bad gum disease. Like they had rotted all the way back.
Of course.
And so they told me that's not true, but I have eyes.
Totally.
I can see my gums. They're not perfect.
Of course.
Whatever. I'll go in another five.
Yeah, you'll get it checked. But you didn't have any cavities?
No, I have rock hard teeth.
God damn it. I'm so jealous.
Yeah. And the amount that I don't brush, they should be like corn cob yellow, but they're not. They're still
kind of jealous. Oh, I'm so jealous. They do tell me when I go in, they're like, you have really white teeth. And it's because my dad from a young age was like, you have to use Crest whitening teeth toothpaste. And he'd constantly give me. My dad, literally, I'd be in high school and he'd be like, your teeth look yellow. Here are whitening strips. I was like, hello?
No.
He's a crazy guy. I mean, my dad is so vain.
Yeah, I love that about your dad, though. It's so, so funny.
Vain.
For like an old straight guy to be like, your teeth look yellow.
No, literally. He's 74 years old and he is so vain. It's crazy.
He's getting really into working out or something right now, right?
Not getting in. Girl.
He's been in it.
He's been into working out his entire life. He has a male eating disorder. All love.
Papa.
He's oh, like, Papa. Recently he's been like, yeah, I just like can't retain muscle the way that I used to. And I'm like, you're 74 years old.
You're 74 years old. You should not be retaining muscle. It's not the time. Now's not the time.
He's addicted to Equinox.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. I would have done anything for an Equinox membership back in the day. And now I'm totally, totally happy with Blink.
I'm at Planet Fitness. It's, I can't even describe the type of things that are happening.
Yeah. Your Planet Fitness is like, I went with Sophia
it
one time.
Busted as fuck.
There were like 100 kids there on a school day, middle of the day.
Because they had a program in the summer where they were like, kids can just like hang out here for free.
Why? And I was
like, you're using it like a playground.
Yeah, they're like climbing on all of the equipment like it's a jungle gym.
Literally, literally.
Being so crazy in there.
Can't even get into my gym. There's so many like nasty players there, but love them. It's literally $15 a month. It's amazing. It's like free, basically.
It's $15 a month?
Yeah. Isn't Blink like 60?
No, Blink is 20. I got the cheapest membership, but with the cheapest membership, it costs $80 to cancel it, which is why I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. You got to just bite the bullet because it is like
$80. No, I'm going
to
start going again.
Okay. You've been saying that for 5 months.
I know.
Okay, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
Ooh, I'm excited about it, kinda.
Okay.
I got a job, a new job, at literally, like, I think kind of a sir-style restaurant.
Oh my God, I hope.
Just the way that the people were acting when I was there. First of all, they were all, like, they were kind of giving, like, this is a family.
They literally love to be, like, this is a family, which is why we're going to go ahead and pay you $12 an hour.
I know it. Oh, don't I know it. And it's, like, this isn't a family.
It's not a family. It's
a cafe slash wine bar. You people are not my family. I have a real family and they live in Brooklyn. My chosen family.
Of course.
So I went in for the interview. They had already talked to every single one of my bosses that I've ever worked for in New York City.
That is so crazy.
Fuck off with that. See, and the crazy thing is I didn't even put down people's numbers. I just listed the jobs I worked at and then they like have all these like creepy connections in the city and they're like going into their Rolodex and like calling up my old boss and being like, what are her strengths?
That is so crazy.
I know. I just gave them the wrong impression of who I am, which is totally fine because I got the job.
Yeah, whatever.
But when they went out, they took me outside. They were like, I had a trial shift. They took me outside. They were like, you want to work here? No, obviously
you
want to
be
not.
On top?
Me being like, yep. Like, so I'm not very excited. I don't want to work a service job again. I don't like it.
I mean, who among us? It's like, that's what's crazy is it's like, you want me to be like acting with unbridled enthusiasm about being a barista for the fifth time?
Literally saying things to me like, we are looking for somebody who's passionate about coffee.
Oh my God.
Ugh, are you kidding? And obviously I have to say like, I love coffee. I know so much. I know about cupping. I know about TDS. I know about dialing in, whatever.
Totally.
And I do. Fuck. And I wish I didn't. Whatever.
I mean, the thing is, you are an amazing barista.
Thank you.
You really are.
They asked me my weakness in the interview, and I was like, I can only do one shape for latte art.
Yeah.
And what I didn't tell them is the reason I can only do one shape is because if I learn another shape, I will be a barista for the rest of my life.
You have to set boundaries.
And I cannot commit myself to
that. No, I understand.
But the one shape I know how to do is a heart. So it's always like fucked up guys being like, hi.
She loves me.
Yeah. I give them their coffee like, here you go. And they're like, this is beautiful.
This is for me.
And then I want to like immediately put a stirrer in it.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay. They take me outside. They're like, do you want to work here? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay, you've got the job. And I was like, yay, thank you.
Why did they take you outside? It sounds like a hazing ritual.
I know. Well, I told you the guy is crazy.
Yeah.
He told me he hated his son. I was like, okay. He said, what's your star sign? I said, Virgo. He said, ugh, Virgos. My son's a Virgo. I hate my son. I'm sorry.
That is so insane.
Then he goes, you're not giving me much. You're not giving me much. Waving his hand in front of his face. And I'm like, what? And he goes, do you have ADHD? And I was like, no. I have a bunch of other stuff, but ADHD is not one of them.
Girl, I have a long list of problems.
It's like, I don't want to get into the other stuff I have. That's personal, but I don't have ADHD. And he was like, I do. And I was like, I know, dude, you're literally twitching.
You're
like,
acting insane.
You're being insane. And then he was like, okay, whatever. Like, you're reserved. And I was like, I'm not reserved. I'm at a job interview.
No. Well, this is reminding me of the time that I had a trial shift at a restaurant in Manhattan. Didn't get the job.
I remember when you had that.
Because they said I was not, quote unquote, taking enough initiative. And I was like, I'm here to be a hostess. There are 5 hostesses here right now that are working.
What do you want?
I don't know how
to do
this. I'm not going to be like, and let me step up.
Anyways, I take the job. They send me 15 emails about a bunch of different apps I have to download, which does not bode well for me because I barely have any storage on my phone. I had to delete DoorDash.
No.
I had to delete Hinge.
No.
Which is a huge loss for me.
We need those. We need both of those things badly.
I had to delete Uber and Lyft.
Wait, girl, do you need all of those apps?
To download Square and work from workplace or whatever, like a bunch of different scheduling apps.
No.
And then in the confirmation email where they like officially give me the job, he's like, we're really excited to welcome you onto the team. We think that your like astute sense of professionalism will be a welcome like refresh to our team. Which is like, I am not a professional person. The only button down I own is short sleeve.
Crop top.
Yeah, it's a crop short sleeve button down. He was like, we think that this position is perfect for you so that you can pursue your writing outside of the job.
Did you tell him you were a writer?
I said, sometimes I like to write. And I obviously meant in my journal.
I was just going to say, you mean in your diary.
It's like, okay. Oh my god. Anyways, I start on Monday and I have to be there at 6:15 a.m. which sucks because it's in the West Village and that takes me a long time to get to.
It's like, even if it doesn't take as long to get from Brooklyn to Manhattan, like as other parts of Brooklyn or whatever, it's the emotional toll it takes is like unmatched.
Oh my god. And the train was so crowded.
Oh, it's gonna be really crowded.
It's gonna be really crazy.
It's gonna be really crowded.
Which,
with like the worst type of people you could possibly imagine.
People in suits.
People in suits.
And my stomach hurts that early in the morning. I'm just not cut out for this.
It's amazing that you're gonna have more money coming in either way.
Yeah. I texted my parents. I was like well, had to bite the bullet and get a job in the service industry. And my dad texted back, congratulations. It's been a long 11 months since you had a job.
It hasn't been 11
Hello?
Months.
Hello?
It has not been 11 months.
11 months? I had a job 2 months ago.
How could you possibly be unemployed for 11 months?
And like,
how?
They think I've been unemployed for 11 months and haven't asked them for money.
That's
one
what
time.
I'm saying.
What?
You have
what
an
would
amount
I be
of
living
savings.
On? A crumb a day? How would I be paying rent?
Unbelievable that you could have savings or you could be unemployed for 11 months.
Really crazy. I immediately texted back like, it has not been 11 months.
It's been 2, which is so different.
And then he texted me back again and he was like, oh yeah, because you quit your last job. Then you went back to it. I was like, no, I didn't. No. You're making up an insane narrative about me.
Sometimes it is like, what do our parents think we're doing?
Oh, they have no idea.
They have no idea.
They are just making stuff up about what I'm doing.
Yeah, of course they have to. Okay. Should we get into the episode?
Yes. Let's start. Talking about season 1, episode 2, this is a breakup.
This is a breakup. This is a robbery.
Hands up, this is a breakup.
Hands up, this is a breakup. We open with Lisa and Guillermo planning the gay prize vote.
Wait, this is a really exciting episode because we get a gay pride celebration.
I know, it's amazing. Episode 2, gay pride celebration.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like canonical within the show.
Yeah, it happens every year. It somehow happens like 6 times a year for them. They're always celebrating gay pride. Not pride. Gay pride.
Just gay guy pride.
Yeah, gay guy pride. Oh my god, Lisa Vanderpump would hate a lesbian. They would all be creeped out.
They would. Yeah, so they start out by planning the gay bride float with Guillermo. Guillermo's kind of like, I don't want to do that. It costs too much money. And Lisa's like, this is important for the community.
Yeah, Lisa's like, we actually have to do this. And she walks in, I'll say this, in, don't know if you noticed, the highest heels I've ever seen. Oh my God. And she's strutting like a diva. Those
heels that are like point shoes.
Yes. She's wearing like practically pleasers, like the pole shoes.
I love her.
I love her so, so much.
Also, I'm like, you know that a huge part of the reason she wants to do the float is because she wants to sit on that beautiful throne while it drives around West Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, she said, all I want is a big pink fur float up and down Santa Monica. All I want, Guillermo.
It's not that difficult.
It's literally the only thing that I want. You're not giving it to me, gay guy.
Is a huge, bright pink furry float with a throne upon which I can sit and the peasants below can wave at me and cheer for me.
With all of my sexy employees dancing and grinding around me.
She's like, all I want is a throng of screaming faggots.
She has some quick quips this episode.
She does.
Re-gay people. Okay, so Guillermo's like, fucking fine, bitch. Yeah. And then he's like, it has to be pink. I hate pink. Being funny, wearing like a bright pink little shirt. Yeah,
he's wearing a bright pink shirt. He's like,
I like Guillermo.
Me too. He has a good attitude.
He has a really good attitude considering what the fuck they put him through.
Yeah, for real. Hell. I know, because it is like, you're like, I'm going to start this restaurant. It's going to be amazing. And then this like British queen comes in and is like, what if I turn this restaurant into a reality TV show?
He just has to be like, fine.
I'm fine. If it'll bring in money. Then we have Stassi and Katie working at the bar.
Yeah. They're kind of outside polishing glassware, which is one of the only things they do.
It is.
They're constantly cleaning cups.
Not much to mention from this. I did love that Stassi is just like talking about how she has to have a job. She says that she got cut off when she graduated from college. Mm-hmm. And then she said, my dad said college was my job because he used to give her money when she was in college. Mm-hmm. And that is why I want to go to grad school. Yeah. And I was like, me as fuck.
Yeah, me fucking too.
Me too. The amount of times I'll be like, God, should I just like go to grad school? And then I'm like, you dropped out of undergrad. You can't do that.
They won't let you in, maybe.
They literally won't.
My mom texted me day after election and was like, you are not safe in a New York workplace. You need to go to grad school. Okay.
Why does she think you're not safe? Give me the money,
mama. I don't know. I'm working at a restaurant. Working at a restaurant in the West Village. It's like, fine.
What does she think is going to happen to you?
Hate crimed or something?
Yeah, but the thing is you don't really have any like visible markers of
my queerness.
Yeah. Or like.
Or anything.
You're just like ultimately I'm just a white girl. Woman.
Yeah, I'm just a regular white girl. I mean, I have like this eyebrow piercing and
someone
the septum.
Rips your septum ring out.
Yeah. Well, that lady did call it the bull nose piercing when she was writing a mean review about me that one time.
That's true. That's, you got gay bashed in that way.
Yeah, I, holy shit, yes I did. What I'll say about this scene is that, first of all, Katie has a beautiful smoky eye.
I mean, throughout this whole episode, I was like, Katie is stunning.
She is so,
she's so pretty.
Gorgeous, and Sheena does a smoky eye in this episode as well. And holy shit, she looks demented. I don't know why she opens her eyes so big.
I know. I mean, Sheena's face, what I'm about to say is really rude.
That's okay.
But it is almost like she's missing an integral part of it. Like it's kind of like Sheena's missing like a fundamental bone because her jaw is like so short and she's really bird-like.
I know. And the thing about her now is she's gotten like a ton of work, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks like good.
No.
Now.
No.
But she almost looks more
normal. You think?
I don't know.
I don't think she looks more
normal. I think
normal.
It's just that like the way that she is opening her eyes
They're
in
so
these
wide.
Early seasons is so crazy. And she could look much better than she does, except she insists on doing a sharp black ring of eyeshadow all the way up to her eyebrow. And then lashes that kind of touch her eyebrow as well. Mm-hmm. And then like a frosted lip. But that is her business.
Nothing like a frosted lip.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it. It's Brittany. In this scene, Stassi says that she and Jax have talked about marriage 1,000 times.
Yes.
That she loves and adores him.
Yes.
And that he will often leave her places.
Yes, I have the whole quote if you want me to read it.
Yeah.
She goes immediately after saying that she and Jax have talked about marriage. She goes, Jax and I are constantly fighting. He's almost never home. And he leaves me places all of the time.
Oh my God.
And it's like, and that's the man you want to marry?
That's the man you want to marry. Well, she loves and she adores him.
Imagine being in a relationship where it's like you live together, you're going to the same place, he has a car, and then you're like at the bar with your friends, you look around and he's gone. Left you there.
He's gone. Well, I'm jumping forward a little bit, but it is to this point. When they both start work at 5 p.m., she's taking a nap, he's her ride, he just leaves and goes to work. And she wakes up and he's gone. He's at work already.
I know.
He just left her sleeping.
I know. I know.
Wow. Well, I would kill my boyfriend. I would kill my friend if they did that.
No. The way that when she was talking to him being like, why didn't you take me to work? At first I thought he was supposed to pick her up somewhere and take her. And then it's revealed that she was just sleeping in their apartment where he also was and he left her there.
He just left her. And we learn that she's 23.
And he's 33.
And he's 33.
We actually learn that later.
Wait, no. I think she says it in the scene.
Oh, she does?
She says it to him. She's like, I'm 23.
Oh, my God.
And you're 33.
It's so crazy.
She brings it up again.
She brings it up a couple times. Your 33-year-old literally bum-ass boyfriend.
Ew. He is so much older than all of them. Like, all of the rest of them are kind of around the same age.
He's so old.
And he's a full decade older than
everybody
else.
No, and by the time that he leaves the show, he's like 40 years old. Yeah, so they have a fight. The finances thing is so crazy. In reference to them talking about marriage, she's like, as a model, he's not working 24/7 and I'd have to be picking up the tab a lot. And it's like, yeah, in what world do you think your psycho boyfriend could make a living as a model that would support you guys in your marriage together?
I know, especially like your 33-year-old boyfriend. Like,
yeah, no, he's aging out.
I actually think that he was kind of a successful model when he was younger.
Yeah, but you can't do that
after. You can't do it forever. No. And you definitely can't do it when you're 33 and you're a bartender and you are constantly smoking, constantly drinking, constantly snorting drugs, etc.
No, you can't do that when you're 33 years old and have insane coke bloat.
Yeah, it's showing in your face. 100%. Stuff.
And then Sheena and her mom get matching tattoos.
Oh my God.
Whenever the moms are on the show, it's like, holy shit. Not only do I understand why all of these women have such terrible personalities and like deep personality disorders, but sometimes I'm like, I'm shocked you didn't come out worse. Sheena's mom is not being like psycho in this scene. They just get matching tattoos.
Yeah, they get like matching hummingbird tattoos because Sheena's grandma had some weird obsession with hummingbirds.
And the colors are like pastel pink and blue.
They are so ugly.
It's so ugly. It's crazy how bad it looks.
Yeah, and Sheena gets it right behind her ear, which is like an amazing spot for a tattoo, obviously.
I know, that was like Rihanna era. Yes. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know. She felt like so badass.
Yeah, she was like, I'm giving Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, she was kind of. She's like talking to her mom about Stassi and how Stassi is just like this insecure mean girl. And her mom is just being like, just kill her with kindness, Sheena. And what Sheena's mom doesn't understand is that Stassi is a mega villain.
Literally.
So being nice to her will get you nowhere.
No, it'll make her more mad at you for some reason.
Yeah, it's going to make her furious.
Also, Sheena's like, I grew up in LA, so.
Oh, I forgot she said
Sheena says this thing where she's like, I grew up in LA, so I don't give a fuck what people think about me. And it's like, you care the most out of anyone on this show what people think of you.
100%. So much. It consumes her. To be honest, though, at this point, it is obvious that she cares a lot about what people think about her. But she's still kind of like acting out in a way where it's like she's not totally under the water from it yet.
Yeah.
In later seasons, like you can see by the way that she moves, like she's trying to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
At this point, she is still kind of like acting up, putting sunscreen on Jax's back.
Totally. Totally. You know what I just realized who Sheena has the same energy as?
Who?
That clip on TikTok where it's that girl on Broadway and she has the spray paint and she's like, I'm not Cinderella. I'm bad Cinderella. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I know bad Cinderella.
I'll send it to you. Sheena has that energy where she's like, I'm a badass. But it's like, no, you're not.
No, you're not. And last episode, she was like, I grew up in Azusa, 30 miles away from LA. And this episode, she's like, I'm from LA.
I'm a bitch. She's like, I was raised in Compton. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, Sheena, you never been
there. I
love her.
Then Stassi and Jax get lunch. It really is just like most of their scenes are kind of like repeating the same problems.
Yeah, but I did love a little line that they had where Stassi is like, where'd you sleep last night? And he's like, where do you think? Obviously implying that he slept at Tom and Kristen's apartment.
Yes.
And she goes, well, I talked to Kristen. She said you weren't there. And he goes,
I slept in my truck.
My car.
He literally says that he parked the car in front of their apartment and slept in it. Like, what are you talking about? It's so crazy how, on one level, how little he cares about her knowing that he's cheating on her, but also, like, the level of gaslighting that he's doing to be like, why would you ever think I was cheating on you?
It's just...
And it's like, well, the lies aren't even good.
Because the lies are bad and you keep getting caught in them. He is a monster.
He is a monster.
And I know she's so hard to deal with, but he is seriously a fucking monster.
No, he is. And, like, look at her now with Beau.
I know.
Like, she's like, she has some stuff because her mom is fucked up, evil, insane.
Yeah. Let's remember she's 23 at this point.
She's 20. No, she's 23.
I was a demon when I was 23.
Of course. She's 23, drunk all the time, not eating. Yeah. Like, when she was
chain smoking.
When she's crying, I'm like, oh, girl, just like,
when she's
you need a snack.
Crying, my
I know
heart
that she needs a snack.
Breaking. It was so sad.
I know.
She was shaking.
Because it is like, you're falling apart.
Yeah. The scenes are coming undone.
Then we go to Lisa's house where they're planning the pride float. Mm-hmm. Most notable for me is just like Kevin Lee's first appearance on the show.
Yes.
That guy was doing like cutting edge filler.
Yeah. for real.
He was doing like experimental filler.
No, he was like ahead of his time.
He was years ahead of his time.
I have written Kevin Lee .. Insidious.
He is so evil.
He is so evil. Later on in the series,
Kevin Lee
calls
is just
Katie
like
fat.
Literally.
He's a designer, I suppose. Lisa describes him as quote unquote the queen of queens.
Yep. He is a designer. Yeah. He helps plan Lisa's daughter's wedding for some reason. Yes. And it looks all of his ideas are like so fucking ugly.
He's an awful, awful designer.
I think it was just like from a time period where like women were just like, oh, a gay guy must have good style.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that we've grown out of that.
Me too. Thank God. Then Jax has a modeling shoot. He says he's been modeling for 10 years.
Yeah, which makes sense crazy. Given his age.
Yeah, I mean, you just like can't really be a successful model, I would say, after the age of 25. I don't think.
Well, you can't be like the kind of model he wants to be.
Yeah, exactly. You would either have to have like name recognition.
Yeah, or you can do like a Sears catalog.
Totally. Playing a dad.
Yeah, which he could do that, but he doesn't want to. He wants to be like flying to Milan.
Literally. He was like, at the beginning, I was on top of the world. I was on GQ, Cosmo, going from Milan to Sydney to Tokyo. Once again, okay, gay guy.
Okay, gay guy.
It's revealed that Stassi's gotten him fired from modeling jobs before. Like, he'll be like working with like a woman.
Yeah.
And then Stassi will like email the company being like, I actually don't want to do this shoot anymore. XOXO Jax.
Yeah, he was supposed to do a shoot. Like, where was it? It was like Puerto Rico or something. Yeah. She emailed him and was like, actually, I'm not coming. Sorry.
Sorry. And the whole thing is, it's like, you learn these things about Stassi and you're like, okay, that's crazy. But like, Jax would fuck that girl.
100%.
So,
she's saving her relationship. I love the idea of a 21-year-old Stassi, quote unquote, hacking Jax's computer, which is definitely just typing in like his password, which is probably like Jax's.
Or like boobs with 2 zeros.
Yeah, boobs with 2 zeros. And like logging onto his email and emailing that and then like sitting back with a glass of wine and smiling big.
Literally.
I love that scene. That's the kind of
girl
that
I love
like.
Her. I do love her. You know I love when a girl is like mean.
Yeah, me too. Oh
it's my God. Favorite thing. George shows up. He takes some photos.
Yeah, they talk about the house that they used to live in together.
He says that Jax's sheet that divided his room was quote unquote like a revolving door because of the amount of women he was fucking.
Yeah, Schwartz being like, I've actually never seen anybody fuck that many women before.
And his door was a sheet.
A sheet in the living room.
I actually can't comprehend how Jax has game. Like, I believe it because he's just like so disgusting that I know he's like fucking constantly, but I am like, what? Woman is being like, that's the one I want.
Yeah, it's just like we're not the target audience. I know, so
we
it's
aren't.
Hard
aren't.
To
we aren't.
Put ourselves in their shoes.
I can't conceptualize of it.
But I believe that in 2013, mm-hmm. there were a lot of honestly really probably hot girls.
Beautiful, I'm sure.
Beautiful, sexy girls having sex with that monster.
And he was giving all of them herpes.
Uh-huh. 100%. He doesn't believe in condoms. I don't know. He's never said that, but I think that
no, he doesn't because remember when he literally doesn't because he has HPV. That's canon. And when he slept with Kristen, Tom was
yes.
like, did you use a condom?
Yes.
Because if not, Jax Taylor, you might have given me HPV.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So that is canon. He doesn't use condoms.
Yeah. He doesn't like the way they feel.
I'm sure. And then it's gay pride float time.
It's gay pride and Jiggy is there. Rest
Jiggy
peace,
is there.
Jiggy.
And Ken is there too.
And Ken plays kind of a big role.
He does.
Yeah, he gets to drive the
he
truck.
He gets to drive
and
that
he
damn
gets
truck.
To point at people and say rude things to them.
Yeah, and he gets to tell Jax to take his shirt off and then put it back on.
Ken, I have an amazing story about, which is my friend used to work in West Hollywood for a lady who planned weddings.
Amazing.
Awful job. I believe from the way she described it.
I'm sure of it.
It like consumed her life. Anyways,
she's dead now.
She would have to drive there every day.
Totally.
And there would constantly be this giant white G-Wagon on the streets that was just like floating through lanes, like driving the wrong way, like causing huge traffic jams, like parking in the middle of the street.
Like terrorizing the community.
Absolutely.
Making it actively 100%. Dangerous.
And then one day, my friend is like, who the fuck is that? And she worked right by Sir, and it was parked outside of Sir, and she looked in the car, and it was Ken!
Of course it was Ken.
It was Ken, who is 1,000.
He's
and
so fucking old.
Shouldn't be driving at all, no. Because Lisa says in this episode even that he's one of the worst drivers in West Hollywood.
Oh my God. Not she knows.
She knows. She was like, you wouldn't believe how many people he's rear-ended.
You would not believe how many people he's hit.
They put him in charge of driving the truck, which is like a massive truck with people on top
of
it. But I guess you have to go at a
pretty
snail's
slow.
Pace. Yeah.
I love the idea of him just like running over twinks in West Hollywood.
Oh my God, me too. Just mowing them down.
Mowing them down. Oh my God. Okay, in this scene, Jack says that he and Stassi, quote unquote, hate each other and despise each other.
Yes. Oh
Why
my God.
Are you together?
I obviously remember him saying that. Hate each other and despise each other mutually.
My girlfriend that I live with for free, I hate her and I despise her. Mm-hmm.
And she hates and despises me as well. And I think what kind of fuels that kind of language at an event like this is that they are drinking straight liquor from the bottle.
Of course. Of course. It's really funny to have a float of literally the straightest people in the world driving down WeHo Pride.
I know.
First of all.
And but, they're like grinding on each other.
I know. Literally.
And he's like, this is not for
no,
you.
No, it's not for you. But basically the drama that happens here is that Sheena puts sunscreen on Jax's back and Stassi freaks out. And her and the girls all start yelling. That is so inappropriate. That is so inappropriate. That is so inappropriate.
Kristen like takes the charge on that one.
I mean, Kristen will take any excuse to just kind of like scream at someone.
Yes. It's her time to shine. And
Literally.
We haven't even gotten to see her do it yet.
I know.
This is the first time we ever see Kristen kind of butt her freaky little head into business that is not hers.
Not hers at all.
She like goes up to Sheena and she's like, well, how would your boyfriend feel about it? And Sheena's like, oh.
Like, probably fine. I put sunscreen on Jax's back.
And he asked her to.
He did.
He asked her to do it.
The problem is that it's, like, impossible to take anyone's side, though, because, like, everyone is so crazy. Because it is, like, objectively, I would be on Sheena's side because it's, like, all she did was put sunscreen on someone's back. But you also know that she is delighting in the fact that she's, like, upsetting the girls.
I know. She, like, wants to make Stassi really mad, her mortal enemy
of course.
At this point. And kind of forever.
Do you think that Sheena and Jax ever hooked up when he was with Stassi?
No, I honestly don't think that Sheena is a cheater.
Yeah, I don't think she cheated on Shay.
I do not think she cheated on Shay, which is
a massive bummer.
Yeah, it's just dumbfounding. Like
that guy.
I mean, I feel deep, deep sorrow for him.
I do too. I wish him the best. I'm literally like sending him peace.
Me too. That guy never should have been on TV.
Oh no. Oh no. He should not. Really
no,
should not.
He really, really should
not. He's like
have.
So withdrawn, like clearly doesn't like being on camera and is like fully addicted to pills.
That is a shy person with an addiction to pills.
100%.
That doesn't make for good television.
No.
For the viewer or for
the participant.
The participant.
Yeah. It's a bad vibe.
Yeah.
So then we have the Pride after party at Sir. Mm-hmm. Lance Bass makes an appearance. He's kind of like a recurring figure in this show.
Yeah. He's like, quote unquote, Lisa's close personal friend.
It's like, I can't believe that. That can't be true.
Where'd they meet?
I guess at Sir. No.
And she just went up to him and she was like, I love you. I mean, she loves gay guys.
She loves them. But I honestly bet that if we asked how they met, it would be like, oh, through philanthropy.
Yeah, probably.
Through like dog philanthropy. Because yeah. You know how they love to be like, I'm really into charity. Like, I love giving back and yeah. It's for the dogs.
Well, Lisa is really in it for the dogs. Yeah. She means it.
She does mean it.
When she says it. She hates that festival where they eat the dogs.
She does hate that festival.
It's like, okay. I mean, why do you care? The dogs, I just can't get into it. That one pisses me off. The dogs aren't here. They're over there.
I know.
I'm not pro eating the dog festival.
Of course, but I'm not pro eating the dog festival
either.
I'm like, that's a different culture, first of all. Literally, live and let live. And then second of all, I just think it's so funny when people like are so into animal rights because those people are like, do not give a shit about black people.
No, 100%. 100%.
It's like, okay, that's your cause. That's amazing.
Yeah, dogs are her cause and racism is her passion. Not Lisa. Not Lisa.
Then we have Stassi's like, I'm not even mad at Sheena. I'm mad at Jax, which isn't true.
That's bullshit and you know it.
And then
girl.
We have it like smash cut to her sobbing in the back alley being like, Sheena's a bitch.
She says to Lisa, she was like, I'm not throwing a temper tantrum and I'm not crying. What she is doing is wearing one of the ugliest hairstyles I've ever seen.
Oh, I know. It's like, why does the fishtail look like that? It's like curling up at the bottom. I actually was like, what is going on?
She fishtailed it. And then she did a slick back. Did she pin it? Yeah. She did a slick back pony. And then she fishtailed the braid. And then she folded the fishtail up on itself and pinned it back in.
Why?
So it looks like when you ride a horse and you have to braid its tail is what it looks like. And
it
yeah.
literally looked like a piece of shrimp.
I know. It just looked so bad.
It looked so bad. And because she definitely has a million billion layers in her hair, like pieces were just like sticking out.
Yeah. She's talking to Lisa. She says, I'm not throwing a temper tantrum. I'm not crying. I'm not mad at Sheena. I'm only mad at Jax. Lisa is like, okay.
Sure.
Immediately, she runs to the alley. She's sobbing. She's smoking. She's sobbing. She's smoking. She's sobbing.
I love a girl who's smoking a cigarette and sobbing. Yeah, I love it.
Me too.
It's an amazing visual.
Oh my God. And I love doing it too.
I know. And I'll support you anytime.
Thank you. She comes back inside after talking shit about Jax, talking shit about Sheena. She goes to put in a drink order, presumably for a table. She immediately goes back outside with Jax. She's like, I need white wine for this table. Jax goes, can we talk? Someone else can do it. She goes, okay.
I mean, they don't give a shit about their jobs.
It's the busiest day of the year.
I know. It is crazy to do that on Pride.
The
it's
restaurant
unbelievable.
Is packed.
Like packed. It's crazy.
And when she goes out the first time, Katie goes with her. It's like no one's working.
Also, when they're outside, when she's outside with Katie, Katie's like, I get why you're mad. Like, your relationship is in fucking shambles. She really is like, no, I understand why you feel so bad. Like, your life is fucked up. And they go outside. She goes outside with Jax.
I mean, he just is being awful to her. He's being like, he's saying the same thing he's been saying all episode, which is like, you fight with me every fucking day. And she's like, you do something fucked up every single day. Yeah. Like, how am I supposed to not fight with you?
100%.
And then, oh my God, this part hurt my feelings.
What?
She starts crying and she's trying to hold it in. And he's like, don't fucking start with the waterworks.
I know. It's really, really sad.
Shut the fuck up, you beast. I think do not talk to her like that.
I think he also says that later on. It's so crazy. Because Jax has no real human emotion,
mm-hmm.
to him, when she cries, he's like, you're manipulating me.
Yes.
And she's like, actually, just sad.
Actually, I'm just really sad and frustrated with your behavior.
Yeah. Like, that really is the kind of guy that would like make you go insane to the point, mm-hmm. of like doing violence. Like,
100%.
Doing something really bad.
Yes, 100%.
Like, that man, I feel like if you could date him and then be like, yeah, and like, of course, like, now like the logical conclusion is that I have to like burn his house down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, that's like why women do that to men. I'll say this, it's almost never the woman's fault. It's
no,
always the
literally.
Man doing pushing them to a breaking point.
Literally.
Because it just makes me so mad when he's like, it's every day. You cheat on me every day.
You cheat on me every single day.
You cheat on me
so,
every
So yeah, I'm
gonna
be in a
day.
Bad mood every day.
And you fucking leave me at bars. You leave me at home when you're supposed to drive me to work. Like, you're flirting with Sheena. You're taking your shirt off, getting lotion rubbed on you. Obviously, I'm mad at you.
Of course. Then we have Kristen, Tom, this apartment.
This is a short little scene they put in that I love.
But it's amazing because we learn that Kristen explains that Tom never opens his mail. And because of that reason, his license is suspended because he has so many tickets that he hasn't paid. So she has to drive him everywhere.
Yeah, she is his chauffeur.
And then they're in the car together. He's giving her the most fucked up directions of all time.
He's being like, straight. Oh, no, I mean right. Oh, no, I'm wrong again. I mean straight.
Literally, like, leading her in circles. Yep. And Kristen is, like, going insane.
Yes. When Kristen was like, he never opens any of his mail. He got his license suspended. Well, that would happen to me.
That would happen to
me. It hasn't happened to me yet, but it would.
Open my mail. I've never opened my mail.
Look at this. There's a huge pile of mail right next to
me. Literally. I never open my mail, and I'm never updating my address. So I'm also, like, sure that important bills are getting sent to God knows where.
Mm-hmm. I know that stuff is still going to the house that I lived in college. But the thing is, I don't drive. So the stuff I'm opening is just, like, medical bills.
I was going to say it's all medical debt.
Yeah. And so that kind of stuff goes away.
Whatever. Well, it doesn't go away, but it doesn't matter.
In 7 years, it will.
Period. Okay. Then we have the culmination of this episode, which is Peter's birthday drinks.
Yeah. They're at Mixology.
Is that in the Grove?
No. I think it's in West Hollywood. I think it's just a bar on the street.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Sheena and Shay pull up. And Stassi's pissed the fuck off. She says, I'd rather poke my eyes out with steaming hot needles than talk to Sheena right now, which I'm like, respect.
I get it. But also, like, everybody at this party is somebody who works at Sir. Did you think she wasn't going to show up?
No, of course. I wrote down, the problem with Sheena is that she is so fucking annoying. Because when she is on screen, I'm annoyed by her.
Me too.
She is so annoying. When she's, like, getting ready to talk to Stassi, and she's like, just let me drink my drink. I can't even do her voice. She's like, I just need to drink this. I just need to drink this. I just need to drink this. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to punch her in the face.
I know.
She's so annoying.
So it's really hard to feel bad for her.
It's almost impossible because
of the tone of her voice and the things that she says.
And the way she acts.
And the way that she acts.
Everything about her.
Everybody is bullying the shit out of her. And I just can't say that
I wouldn't
join in on that.
I agree. It's really tough. I want to like her, but she is so fucking annoying.
Her attitude is just bad, too.
I know. And it's not like Kristen, where Kristen is, like, fucking crazy insane, but I'm like, I love that bitch. Sheena, I'm like, Sheena, stop.
Sheena, stop talking. Sheena, like, get off my screen for a second.
She's so annoying.
Just give me a break. Like, I understand you have to be there. You're moving the show along, but just, like, give me a break for a second.
I know.
Go to the bathroom or something.
I know, please. So then Sheena tries to apologize to Stassi, and Stassi kind of rejects it. I always love watching people try to apologize on Bravo shows because, like, this thing happens where, like, and it happens in this conversation where Sheena will be like, I'm sorry if I made you upset. I'm sorry if I did this. And then Stassi's like, it's not if you did it. So then Sheena corrects and she's like, okay, I'm sorry that I flirted with your boyfriend. And then Stassi is like, I cannot believe you knowingly flirted with my boyfriend. And it really is just like, there's no winning.
Well, Sheena cannot win against Stassi.
No,
Stassi's too quick for her.
She is. I mean, Stassi's too smart. Yeah.
She is extremely condescending towards Sheena.
So condescending.
She is talking to her as if she is a child.
100%.
Being like, okay, so if you know that you have a naturally flirty personality, that's something you need to work on because it's actually really hurtful to people and, like, it's embarrassing, blah, 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 blah. And Sheena just starts going like, I'm sorry, I'm really fucking sorry over and over and over again. And that is one of the reasons Sheena is deeply annoying.
I know. She's like, so annoying.
A little bit of a backbone.
Yeah. She literally never does. She never does.
She's not in her character.
Then Jack shows up and he doesn't say hi to Stassi. He walks over to the bar and they're saying that he took 7 shots. I counted he took 8.
He took eight. This is a really iconic scene.
It is. He walks up to the bar. There's 8 shots out for a group of 8 people to do together. Mm-hmm. He takes them one by one. Imagine 8 drinks.
Breaks in between. Shot.
It's crazy.
8 in a row.
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, I almost never drink, and I am also just like a lightweight in general. If I took 8 shots, I would be
blackout, in the hospital.
Throwing up. I think you would have to take me to the hospital for real.
If I did 8 shots and I do I'm a party girl.
It's not scary.
It's not scary, like, and it's not fun. Weird.
Okay. You're 26. Yeah. Whatever.
It's good for me.
It is.
But if, yeah, so if I did 8 shots.
Oh my gosh.
I would be dead, I think.
100%
be throwing up, fully blackout, probably would also have to get my stomach pumped.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people would.
If I watched somebody do that, I would immediately get them into, I don't know.
I would leave.
I would leave, yeah. But if I watched
my answer always. Gosh. I would be scared. I'd be like, I don't want to be here anymore. Mom, can you come pick me
up? Please, please let me go.
It's so crazy.
If
and then
my boyfriend did that,
break up. Yeah, I would say, what have I done? What choices have I made that have led me here?
This guy lives in my house. Oh,
this
no,
guy lives in my house for free.
Because then it's also like, oh God, this guy lives in my house. He just did 8 shots. What's going to happen at home?
Well, he's going to piss his pants in bed, I think, probably. Guys love to get drunk and just kind of like piss.
I know, wet the mattress.
Yeah.
Ew, it is so gross. A guy has done that to me before in college. He also threw up in my bed. Yep.
I love you.
He was really cute. He was so evil.
Do you think that I would think he was cute?
Well, I've showed you a picture of him before and you didn't.
And I thought he was ugly. Yep.
I'm like sometimes talking about this guy and I'll be like, he's so cute. He looks like Peter Pan. And I'll show the picture that I think is so cute. And I'm not kidding. In 2 years since I stopped hooking up with that guy, nobody has been like, oh my God, yeah, he's so cute.
Everyone's like, oh my God, Hannah, put that away.
Literally.
Oh my God, who is that? It's a monster.
It's actually so humiliating for me because he really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, well, the thing is, sometimes the ugliest men are the ones who hurt your feelings the most.
True that. And literally. Sometimes the ugliest men are hot to me.
Yeah, often. Many such cases.
But ugly, there's no such thing as an ugly girl, and hot girls are really hot to me, and they like me.
Yeah, they do like you.
Just saying.
Because you're a hot girl, too.
Yeah, we get along.
Well, you know I'm addicted. We're getting so sidetracked. Me being like, well, you know I'm addicted to beautiful women. Like, why are we? I can't talk about this right now.
Me too. I mean, my type is big boobs. So that is really embarrassing. Just saying.
I love that your type is big boobs.
It's sexy. What can I say?
It's amazing. I love it. It's amazing.
A girl in a bikini? Give me that.
I know. Well, at one point, we will have to talk about your fascination with Tate McRae.
Oh, I love her. I love her. When I had to look up how old she was because she might have been 18,
no.
I was like, but she's 21. Yes. Huge win.
Huge win for the community.
Yeah, because I did it after having already watched like 4 of her music videos. And she obviously doesn't look 18. She looks like a pop star diva.
Yeah.
Divalicious, beautiful girl with a perfect body and amazing hair.
She has an amazing body.
And then I got scared for a second, but then I looked it up and it's totally fine. Oh my God, I love her. Wait, I want her on the pod.
Okay. We're going to manifest Tate McRae on the Tate pod. McRae she doesn't watch pod. Vanderpump Rules.
No, 100% not. She's busy.
Oh, now I just want to talk about like hot girls, but it's fine.
Me too. But.
Okay.
Okay, so he did
the way I'm literally like,
7 shots in a row. 8.
And then he gets another drink, brings one to Stassi, and then like pretends that they've never met.
Yeah,
and does
he's
this
like
bit.
Already drunk.
And he's
obviously.
Like, hi, I'm Jax. And it's like, I'm going to shoot you with a gun.
Yeah. She looks at him and she's like, actually, what the fuck are you doing?
I know. She's like, are you fucking serious right
yeah.
now?
And he's like, I'm trying to have fun with you, babe.
This is kind of the culmination of the entire episode. This, him doing all these shots, whatever, is leading to them breaking up.
Yeah.
She says to him, you're a good boyfriend 70% of the time mm-hmm. and a bad boyfriend 30% of the time. And that's not true.
That's not true. That's a massive exaggeration.
I wouldn't even say like flip it. I would say you're a good boy.
When ever, is he ever a good boyfriend?
I was about to say 10% and I'm like, I don't think that's true.
10 is too high. It's like maybe 5.
Maybe five.
He was
whatever
maybe
amount of time he's asleep.
Yeah. Or like maybe when he wakes up in the morning and he's like,
literally when he's like nonverbal still.
Yeah. A 1 second out of the day.
Like he's not a good boyfriend 70%
of the
time. Or maybe
for like the first week that they were dating.
Yeah. Oh, I guess she means like
that?
In the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it could be broken down like that as well.
And she's like, I want somebody who's a good boyfriend 100% of the time. Totally. I want a man. I want a grown up.
And then she's basically like, we're over. Mm-hmm. And she gets up and leaves. He follows her out down the street.
He follows her to the parking lot.
He's like, I don't know what you want.
It's like, he's holding the keys to his car. He's like, let's go home. She's like, I'm going to find my own way home. Do you think the producers let him drive?
Yes.
I think so too.
I do think they did. I do think they did.
Which is deeply irresponsible
of
them.
I
feel that he has hit somebody with his car.
Oh, 100%. I feel certain, not only vehicular manslaughter, I feel certain that him, Tom, and Tom have buried a body together.
I think so too.
100%.
I really, really think so.
100% they've buried a body. I'm like, and I'm not joking.
They have committed some kind of deep and awful crime together.
100%.
And I think that's honestly kind of the reason that they're not as close as they are now.
Well, there's just so many parts in this show where the implication is that they all know truly terrible life-ending secrets about one another. And that's the why, like, that's the reason they have to be loyal to each other.
Yeah. Maybe what could have happened is, like, Jax did something terrible. Really bad.
Really bad.
Something really, really bad.
Really bad.
And then he told the Toms in a way, or involved the Toms in a way that, like, is impossible to extract them from the situation.
Yes.
And so they all just locked down on it.
I agree.
Oh my God, when I get to the gates of heaven, I am asking what the fuck they did.
Yes. Oh my God. If I ever had a genie, that's one of my questions. Oh,
me too.
Okay. Back to the scene. They're fighting. He's like, I don't know what you want me to do. And it's like, it's pretty fucking simple. I want you to stop cheating on me and stop being abusive to me.
Yeah, please.
But he can't. He's broken.
It's like he, this whole episode has been like, I fucking hate her. I hate that bitch.
Literally.
And then the second she breaks up with him, he.
No.
Please. Why?
A baby.
Come on.
Acting like a baby.
Yeah. Being like, you're just going to throw away 2 amazing years.
Literally. He goes, after 2 years, I don't know how Stassi can give up. And it's like, you put her through 2 years of hell.
And she's 23. 2 years is not that long.
No.
Come on.
Anyway, it gets to the point where they are breaking up in front of what I will say, Dylan's candy bar.
Yes!
That's why I asked if it was at the Grove, because where the fuck is that? It looks like an outdoor mall. It's amazing and iconic to be breaking up outside of Dylan's candy bar.
100%. Saying to your boyfriend in front of Dylan's candy bar, pay your own fucking rent, get your own fucking furniture, leave my house, don't fucking come home. This is my life now, you go find your own fucking life.
It's amazing.
And then going inside to get some of those dots or whatever.
Those damn dots. I'm so happy for her in this moment. I really am so happy for her in this moment.
And I'm extremely proud of her.
Yes. I'm extremely proud of her. I hate that man so much. He literally ruins lives. Like, he ruined Brittany's life.
Oh my God.
We can't even get into that.
Yeah.
But he ruins lives. Yeah. And I'm just like feeling nothing but happiness for Stassi in this moment.
Me too. Wow.
That's it. That's episode 2.
Well, I have a pretty clear hero villain.
Oh, wait. Who is your hero and who's your villain of the show?
My hero is Stassi. My villain is Jax.
Yeah. Me too. Duh. Okay. That was it.
Yay.
If you guys want to, if you like this, it would actually be so amazing if you could rate, review, and subscribe. I understand that asking for a review is kind of a lot. So if you want to just rate and subscribe, that'd be amazing too.
True.
Or do one of them, or do none of them. And if you have negative things to say, do none of them.
Please don't do that. Please do not share that kind of stuff.
Please
with
do
us.
Not. We're not in the space to take that on.
Keep
right
it
now.
To yourself. You can
100%
say it to your friends. Don't put that anywhere online.
Do not put that energy anywhere out near me. Okay. Love you.
Okay. Bye. See you later.